Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
Welcome to Hagman. This is a very special report, part two, Steve Quayle plus Science Guy. You heard part one. Part one consisted of really establishing, giving you some insight into the source, Science Guy, the real deal, laying a foundation of understanding. Look, folks, there's a lot of people on the internet, a lot of people saying, oh, I'm this, I'm that. Okay, you got to understand. There's so much vetting that needs to be done. You only have so much time to listen to different things. You put your trust in us, meaning Steve Quayle, myself, and I thank you for that. So we, in fact, Steve, principally, has asked Science Guy to appear and really tell us what's really taking place in the realm, in the current realm, in the current environment in which we live. And he, again, the part one was extremely important. You might want to listen to it more than once because there are nuggets in there that are so important for you to understand what's going on in D.C., how D.C. works, and right through some of the clearances, the Majestic 12. And here we are in World War III today. And it's very interesting because many will state that the U.S. is in a proxy war with Russia by way of Ukraine and other countries, NATO countries and such. Oh, no, this is a hot war. Remember back in the fall of the Soviet Union, how the U.S. attacked the Soviet Union economy. Well, guess what? It's now the script has been flipped. The U.S. dollar is in the crosshairs of Russia and company. All right, so with that, I'm not going to take up any more time introduction-wise. If you want introductions, go back to part one. Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com, gen6.com. Sign up for his private briefings as well as his Q-files. You need both. I'm a big proponent of that. And I thank, again, Science Guy for his gracious gift of time. Steve, to you, sir.
Well, first of all, this has to be a thing of the Lord's timing because we're going to talk about, we're at World War III right now. Obviously, it's financial, it's economic. When you starve an enemy into submission, one only has to be aware of history to know what's going on there. We haven't seen, Doug, the power attacks, or power grid. We haven't seen real computer cyber attacks yet. But the fact that Science Guy was willing, and by the way, I didn't provoke it or what would you say, Science Guy? I didn't urge it, but you felt an urgency from the Lord. I'm not putting words into your mouth. And I want to get across in this hour and a half how late the hour is. Watchman, how late is the night? And again, I think it's important that people listen to the first part. But let's go, Science Guy, let's just go down the punch list of why it's so important. And I just want to put at ease one issue. The fact that the ruble is being backed, okay, per gram by, you know, a dollar equivalent. The gold price around the world moves independent in the old or the indigenous currencies of the world. So even though it's pegged at $1,600 an ounce, there's 32 grams to a troy ounce, that can go ballistic because, pun intended, up in price. And I've made the statement, Doug, you've heard it 100 times on your show. If it went to $500 an ounce, what good does it do? There's none available. And Science Guy, let's just go with the World War III financial picture and then the World War III. Take it just a punch list from, you know, obviously what we talked about.
Okay. Let's start with money because money is where it begins and ends when it comes to war. Okay. Frankly, that's a fact. Because if you take away all the money funneling into the Ukraine, they would collapse very fast. True or false?
True.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, here's the deal. There's only one currency in the world right now which is gold-backed, and that's the ruble. Okay? That means not only is the ruble backed by the gold and they pegged it at a set number, but because they will only accept gold or rubles for oil and gas, that means those prices are fixed as well. That means that what used to be the phony floating value system based on, oh, is somebody fighting somebody or whatever it is, would adjust the price of oil and gas, is out the window. Now it's pay up or shut up and leave. And that is having massive effect on both Europe, UK, and the US, even though none of them except Germany are admitting it. 40% of all the energy that Germany uses comes from Russia right now. Okay? That means you shut down the factories, you shut down the shops, you shut down the heating and cooling. Do you think that the people in Germany are going to stand for their politicians to follow a Joe Biden command for a sanction that freezes them out and starves them out? Not a chance. That will collapse the German government faster than anything you could imagine. Okay. That means the war is on. And, yep, the first move was peg that. What's the second move? Can you take a guess? Take a guess, Doug. What do you think the second financial move would be?
The second financial move? Okay, so you've got the... It would have to be a direct, or it would have to be a cyber. No, I shouldn't say have to be. My guess.
No. I said financial.
Financial. Okay.
I didn't say cyber.
Let me interrupt.
Help me out, Steve.
Yeah. No. Again, ladies and gentlemen, Doug's investigator, but this is why we're trying to spell it out. And the next financial move will be the repudiation of the U.S. dollar globally. In essence, the bottom line, you will not be able to use dollars to buy anything. And SG, tell people what that means.
Okay. You answered the question. Doug, here's what it means. Right now, the U.S. dollar is the global reserve currency. True or false?
True.
What does it mean to be a global reserve currency?
You can print the heck out of anything. Go ahead.
Well, no, there's before you go wild with printing money, there was a value in it years ago when they first started it. It was to bring stability to the financial system, okay, across the world at the end of World War II. That was the original concept. However, it has been mutated since then to be the torque and the control of how to control countries and politicians and blah, 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 blah. Well, Putin just undid that all. And there's another project going on behind the scenes called Sandman. Sandman is, so far, has 155 out of 210 countries in the world are signed up to Sandman, which says we will no longer accept U.S. dollars, T-bills, and other things in our country. We will use the ruble or gold as the backing for our currency. Okay? In other words, they just replaced the U.S. dollar as the reserve currency. They replaced U.S. dollar as a transactional dollar. Transactional currency. That means only one thing. The U.S. will have to call a force majeure or a total collapse of every dollar denominated thing. That means paper currency, accounts in banks, stocks, bonds, any of that, loans, you name it. Oh, insurance policies, all that stuff will go to zero. And I mean zero value with no forward ability to repatriate any value. That means, for example, let's say you have $50,000 in your safe at home, okay, and you have $50,000 in the bank. After force majeure, what do you have? You have a bank that's out of business, you have no account, it has zero value, and you have pieces of paper that claim to have a value of $50,000, but the only value they have is to start a fire with. That's it. Okay? That's how radical it's going to be. And in 30 seconds, it's going to knock the U.S. from 2022 to the 1850s. Bam. Within 30 seconds.
Okay? I think it's important to explain how many nations have already signed on to this. And, let's leave it this way. Meetings
155 out of 210 nations in the world have already signed that agreement.
And are there not secret meetings going on that have now agreed to that? Even today, which is tonight, March 28th, India just is basically talking about converting over totally to the ruble. But here's the thing I think that people have got to understand. This is upon us now. And based on this, you know, all the meetings and all the different reports you're getting from, you know, people in your old fields, how soon, here's the message I can't answer, and I know you can't. Only God can, but God gives a warning before the climax. I mean, I don't think people can understand the chaos. Even when you say, oh, they won't have any bank accounts, some guys, so I still get my this, that, or the other thing. No, your electronic benefit won't. I mean, how do you?
Okay.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
It's like this. It's like this. Picture. Suppose I'm going to paint this picture for you, okay? Open your wallet, Doug. How many credit cards or debit cards do you have in your wallet?
Personally, two.
Both of them will have zero value. They won't work. They won't work at an ATM. They won't work at a store. The store won't be able to process it because it'll all be dead, down, gone, finito. Okay? That's where it hits, where the rubber hits the road, when your plastic money no longer works.
Well, and
Your paper money won't work either, because they won't be able to count it and buy new stuff. So they have nothing left to sell.
How do you buy something, SG, when there's nothing to buy? I mean, people are saying, well, how I trade this or that? I mean, you're already watching it. I mean, people are going to be trading gold for gasoline. People are going to be trading gold for groceries, but not in a store. Are they going to be trading silver, or are they going to be trading something of value?
It'll be person to person barter.
Yes.
It will not be in a store. And it will be, for example, let's say you have 2,000 pounds of wheat berries, and I have 500 chickens, as an example, and we swap. Okay. There's an example of a barter. Did any money change hands? No. It was the value of the food. Okay? So, suddenly, water, food, and keeping warm or cool, depending upon where you are on the planet, will be your three biggest priorities. Water is your number one. Clean drinking water, if you fail to have it for 3 or 4 days, you're dead. I guarantee it. Okay? your body will go into dehydration mode, and without extra water, you'll just shrivel up and go away. We're 95% water. So if we lose a lot of water, we're done. That's it. End of story.
If I can just interject this question here, okay, because I'm trying to wrap my head around this, and I know that the audience would be too. So one morning you wake up, let's just say on the East Coast, and all of a sudden the U.S. dollar and any denomination thereof is absolutely worthless. Bang. Yeah, okay. So just so I'm clear, at that moment, you cannot go into a grocery store, right, to buy anything. Now, Steve said, because there won't be anything there, but there's going to be kind of a lag time. I'm trying to like work this out, this scenario out in my mind.
Yeah, let me walk you through this so you understand. Okay. The optimum time in the day to declare a U.S. force majeure is 11:38 a.m. Now, why do I say that? 11:38 a.m. East Coast time. Okay. Number one, stock market goes on a break at that point. The other markets around the world have not yet opened. Okay? So you have a slight window there where you can go whap, and all of a sudden, things go to zero. Yes, there will be stores that have stuff on their shelves, but they will not be able to reach their bank. You'll not be able to pay with your credit card or debit card. And that means the store will most likely not take your cash as well, because they won't know when they're going to get more stuff. Because guess what? The radio just announced that cash no longer has any value. So how can you pay with paper that has no value to buy that steak or that cereal or that flour or that egg? You cannot. It's done. It's gone. So you got only a very tiny window, because all the banks will shut down within 2 minutes. So by 11:40 a.m., everybody will be shut down. Credit cards, debit cards, ATMs, banks close their doors, guards at the door, blah, 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 blah. And you go online, it'll say account denied or some other innocuous thing. Okay? What then? How's that for warning? How's that for easing you down? No, there's no ease you down period here. This is a hardcore, like I took a Chinese meat cleaver and went whap and cut it off. That's how it's going to go.
And then all hell's going to, Steven, please bump me, you know, in, as necessary. But then all hell breaks loose in the urban areas, because obviously, I mean, everyone, they got nothing. They had nothing before, but now they really got nothing, right? So all hell's going to break loose in the urban areas. Am I right?
That's exactly right.
Okay.
All hell's going to break loose, and it's going to spread like a cancer.
Okay.
Okay. Now, here's what's going to happen. Even the people who think they prepped, note my words here, who think they prepped, always made the assumption that there would be something of value, like a currency or something, to control trade with. Okay? If you yank that out from under everybody all at once, oh, what's going to happen? I'll tell you what's going to happen. Guess what the new price of gold is going to be?
Do tell.
Easy. Easy. What's the single currency in the world that's gold-backed? The Russian ruble.
Right.
It's $1,600 per ounce of gold in Russian rubles.
In American dollars. And SG, here's something. When people finally let this sink in, it hasn't sunk in yet, the ruble's value in currency will increase. And I want you to share the information. Why no new gold bars? And I'm in the business, ladies and gentlemen, 40 years. No new gold bars are coming in. No new products are coming in. And I don't know that you want to name the group. I think we better not name the group or we'll have a forest fire on our hands. But the bottom line is that the order has been given for no gold, new gold, to come into the big distributors, i.e. filtering down to my level, the dealers, because of the known pending Sandman operation. Is that accurate? Nobody wants to take American dollars anymore because they know, I'll use this word, the pending urgency of nations trying to get all their barter procedures in place. And by the way, I just sent you both a story, bartering next step, Russia says. Russia just reset the global financial landscape. And again, what people say, well, I bought mine at $1,800. That's not the issue. There's none. When nothing is available, then it's a fair market price situation, what's called true market discovery. I mean, you could see gold $5,000 to $10,000 an ounce, but then you're going to see hyperinflationary process. But without gold, you have nothing. Without silver, you have nothing. And most people say, well, I have my 401k. Will this impact? Listen, seriously, science, I get emails like this, and please, I'm not making fun of anybody. I have a 401k. What does that mean to my retirement? Will I be able to access it? Well, my
answer, no.
Yeah, no, no, no. Go ahead. Carry on from there.
Okay. When I said all, A-L-L, you know that word? What does that mean? It means all, everything that has any dollar denomination in it will go to zero value. Zero. That means your 401k, your Social Security, the U.S. Treasury goes to zero. The Fed goes to zero, zero. It does not go to wheelbarrows full of paper money like in Zimbabwe to buy a loaf of bread. It means don't even waste your time trying to pile up paper money because the paper money has no value. You better have something that the one the baker has. If you want the loaf of bread from the baker, you better have something that the baker wants from you to swap. That's what it's going to come to instantly. It'll happen like that within 2 minutes. I guarantee it.
You remember the statement to science guy and Doug that the guy, there's a statement, well, he isn't even worth his salt. What's interesting is salt traded worldwide for a currency. And what people really don't understand is Jesus was likening our testimony as Christians and the light shining as Christians to being, in essence, in his day, that was one of the most expensive items. I know there was gold, frankincense, and myrrh. I understand that. But salt is what preserved everything. And the claimants of Christianity have destroyed the saltiness. There is no preservation, and we're headed for destruction. Listen, science guy, you don't have to pull back any punches, okay? This is a no-pull punch zone.
Okay. There's one other thing about salt, which you didn't mention, so I will. Your body cannot function without it.
Mm-mm. Good point.
Okay. Now, let's say you have drinking water. Let's say you have food. If you have no salt, eventually you'll fade away. You need some amount of salt in your diet to survive. And salt is regulated out of your body by your kidneys. Okay. So each thing that God created and put on this earth that is part of what we eat and structure is necessary because of how we're made. And that means we head right into the next thing. We see, we just talked about how out of 210 countries, 155 are going to repudiate the dollar, and they've already talked about it. And India already has publicly announced that they're going to the ruble as their reserve currency and blah, 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 blah. That's a kick in the face to the U.S. Okay? They're one of the big economies in the world. It's also a kick in the face to all the sanctions by U.S. and Europe. Whoops. So let's talk about what's next. What's next is you got two choices. What do you want to hear about first, Doug? World War III or the planned starvation of the world?
Oh, gee whiz. Let me spin the wheel of fun here. World War III, because that's on a lot of people's minds right now, especially with the gaffes of Biden and such. Go ahead.
Yep. World War III. First off, number one, we are headed into World War III at hypersonic speed. Why? Because every day he gets up and he opens his mouth, Joe Biden further antagonizes Russia. Instead of trying to have rational, calm words that one could negotiate with, it's like he's taking an ice pick and jamming it in the eye of Putin or his generals or his finance people. Okay? That does not go over well. And in fact, the most level-headed Russian man in high place, their top diplomat, he said, Russia is now at war with the U.S. and NATO because they chose the war. You understand the significance of that sentence?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'll repeat it just so everybody gets it. He said, Russia is at war with the U.S. and NATO because the U.S. and NATO chose to have it that way. Okay? Now, you need proof? Well, Joe Biden wants to move U.S. troops that are in Poland into the Ukraine as, quote, peacekeepers. That's a direct violation because that's NATO troops inside the Ukraine. What does that cause? That causes instant go nuclear. And when I say go nuclear, I don't mean thermobaric rockets blowing down, you know, apartment houses. I mean real stinking 1 megaton, 5 megaton, 25 megaton bombs landing in Europe and the U.S. directly. Boom. And oh, by the way, would you like to know what the timing is on some of the rockets from launch to impact is?
Yes.
Between, okay. Launch to impact to New York City and DC, less than a minute and a half from launch detect to impact. Now, let me give you another piece of data. It takes 30 seconds to go down the slide from the Oval Office down to the bunker below the White House. Got that? So you got a minute and a half. You just blew 30 seconds. You need 30 seconds to go down the slide. You think old Joey's going to be able to make his mind up in less than a minute to jump on the slide and hustle down? No, not a chance. The guy can't think that fast. Okay? Boom. Kaboom, boom, boom. Gone. Same with New York City. Minute and a half from launch detect to boom. A minute and a half. Europe, in Brussels, it's 2 minutes from launch detect to impact. Think about that for a minute.
It's critical too, SG and Doug, that people understand. I want you to share, if you wouldn't mind, is it okay for us to talk about Hell Reaper?
Oh yeah, let me talk about that.
Yep. Okay.
Okay. Back in the Cold War, the Soviet Union was trying to think of a creative weapon that would have the destructive power of a thermobaric blast or a nuclear blast, but would not have any of the nasty effects that thermobaric or nuclear weapons have. Okay? So, what did they come up with? They came up with an airplane that rides the shock wave. Okay, you know, when an airplane goes supersonic, it makes a shock wave, Doug?
Yep.
Okay. The Hell Reaper is an airplane that is nothing more than a bunch of engines, a bunch of fuel tanks, and a special-shaped wing to ride the shock wave, okay? And they discovered that their idea worked. They would ride 50 feet off the deck, and the shock wave would have 20 pounds per square inch overpressure, which is what you get from a nuclear blast at ground zero. Think about that for a second. This plane is moving along, and it lays out a path right under it and to the sides. It's like taking a nuclear blast and doing it continuously until the plane lifts off the ground. You have a like the Grim Reaper came with the Scythe and
tell the speed too, science guy. Tell the speed of what that thing has already been doing, even though the people in the U.S. military don't want to admit it exists. But tell the speed, because I don't think
people
can put it into perspective.
Right now, when they first did the experiment, it was a Mach 4 device back in the 50s. Okay, the new version is a Mach 12 to Mach 15 at 100 feet off the earth, 100 feet off the deck. Okay, think about that. That's equivalent to a 25 megaton nuclear blast. So if you're under that when it goes by, you get blown over the same way you would be if you were sitting next to a nuclear bomb when it went off. Okay? But it's zipping by. There's no advance warning. There's nothing. Nada. No radar detects it. Because why? Because it's 50 feet to 100 feet off the deck, it's below where radar can see it, okay? And there's no sound because you get the sound after the plane has passed by, but not ahead of it, okay? You see the problem?
Now, is it, forgive my ignorance, is what you're talking about this aircraft, is that the intent of the aircraft to destroy as like a continuous nuclear bomb across the trajectory of travel or not?
Is that absolutely
the okay?
That's why they call it the Hell Reaper.
Okay.
It's like taking a big sickle in a field and going for 1,000 miles. Okay. Now, just to give you an idea, if the Hell Reaper went down to 100 feet in Miami and flew the East Coast all the way up to Maine, okay, it would make that entire pass in 9 minutes. It would flatten the East Coast up to like 25 miles on either side of its flight path. Think about that for a minute. Okay?
Right.
Now, the other thing about this plane, when it goes up to high altitude, it can go to Mach 18 and 20 at like 80 to 100,000 feet because the air is much thinner. Now, here's the next one that's going to get you guys going, yikes. Hell Reaper 2. Well, that's Hell Reaper 2, so I guess it's called Hell Reaper 3, whatever. The next generation, okay, is Mach 18 at 100 feet off the deck. Think about that. That is deadly.
They have had test flights over the United States already, correct? Not at obviously low level, but they have had high altitude tests, and they can't even pick them up on radar, can they? Or they just blip.
They only see it as, well, they panic, frankly, because it turns and shucks and jives like a hypersonic missile. But it's not, okay? Well, it is, but it isn't. It has no warhead. It doesn't have any of that. It was rolling over the U.S. at high altitude, taking high-resolution photos. And it went coast to coast in a shade over 12 minutes. So how are they going to catch it, huh? Don't even have an interceptor that can go that fast. Don't even have a surface-to-air missile that can go that fast. It's like the SR-71 back when it was primo property. What did they do when somebody fired a surface-to-air missile?
You cut out there, science guy.
If you got the juice in your engine, forward and get out.
I think we're being messed with big time again.
Yeah, I would say. Go ahead, science guy. Try that again.
Okay. What would you like me to try again?
Okay.
Well, you got cut off for about a minute, okay?
Sorry.
The boys are back.
Yeah, the Hell Reaper has taken flights over the U.S. about 80,000 feet at about Mach 18. Okay? Doing what? Doing the same thing that a SR-71 or a U-2 would do. Doing high-resolution photography and other things like air samples and blah, 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 because it can carry a payload, but its primary mission was to be a wave rider. Now, a wave rider is a unique airplane in that its wings are designed like a surfboard to ride the curve of the wave, you know, like a surfer rides the curl of the wave. Well, the Hell Reaper is riding the wave just behind the wave. It pierces through, and the rest of it is riding just behind the wave. So it has little resistance. It's all about the shape and design of the wing.
Yeah, all right. But its purpose, though, at 80,000 feet at that speed, has been to this point, it's basically a spy plane so far, right? But can be used as an offensive hypersonic type missile in terms of its, what it leaves in its wake at a lower altitude.
Absolutely.
Okay.
It can do both of them in the same trip, actually.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
What's the rate of climb, SG?
Well, let's see. If you're going 9,000 miles an hour, divide that in feet per second, and that's your vertical climb speed.
Okay. I can't do that in my head right now. Actually, there was a time I could, but suffice it to say, it's incredibly fast. Okay, if we're going 9,000 miles an hour, that means that we're going 1,500 feet a minute, right? No, not 1,500.
No,
we're going to
9,000. Okay, like this. 9,000 times 5,000 is how much?
45,000. Actually, no, 45 million if you're doing 9,000 times 5,000.
4.5 million, I think.
Yeah.
Okay. That means you're going to climb to 80,000 feet in a matter of seconds.
Yes.
Okay. It's not going to be minutes. It'll be seconds.
Right. And I didn't convert it into seconds. I was thinking minutes. So that was my bad. Well, again, we have nothing to keep up with it. We have nothing. And then if you would, you know, the basis now of even Russian ICBMs with hypersonic MIRVed warheads, not, you know, just steerable warheads. I mean, that's the biggest game changer in the realm of intercontinental ballistic missiles, is it not?
Yes. I'll cover this as fast as I can. There's Satan 1 that used to be the world's biggest ICBM. It has been replaced by, well, not replaced, but supplanted by the next generation Satan 2, aptly named, by the way, which can carry one giant warhead or a MIRV, meaning multiple reentry vehicles, which all of which can be hypersonic steered. And the biggest payload that I know that it can carry is like 24 of these MIRV thingies in one warhead, and each MIRV thingy is 10 megatons.
Oh, that's a lot of megatons. That's
240 megatons in the warhead.
Or 240 million tons TNT equivalent.
Yeah. Okay. That's a lot of blow power.
Again, I don't, you know, as you sit outside of the U.S., this is an important question, watching the insanity in the West with a direct cavalier attitude to 35% of the polled Americans saying they'd be willing to fight a nuclear war in Ukraine. I wonder if those same 35% would say if it was raining down, you know, nuclear weapons over your hometown. But as you look from an expat who worked for his country, loved his country, we're involved in just stuff we can't talk about. And ladies and gentlemen, as you see it, SG, how can anybody not recognize, this goes into the lateness of the hour, how is it that, you know, this and the targeted starvation of Christians, the job denial of Christians, and would you deal with that? That's like a 6.6. We're trying to follow an outline because of the time. But
Yeah, it all folds together, and I'll say it like this. The reason the sheeple, and I use that word intentionally, the sheeple, that means the blinded, misdirected, rebellious sheep who have run away from the shepherd are following the great deceiver, and the great deceiver has them so blinded that they cannot see that he's starving them, he's killing them, he's denying them the ability to earn to eat. Oh, that's right. We're going to have, what is it? What's that funky political thing? Something about uniform base income or some nonsense.
Or like universal that. Income.
Whatever it is. Yeah. Whatever the words they use, they're starting that in the Ukraine already. Universal basic income, that's what it's called. Okay? And they're bringing it here. And they're bringing it to Europe. Well, what is that? Oh, and they're bringing social credit. What's social credit? It all ties together with the starvation and the control. Social credit, gentlemen, means if you are not following, it has nothing to do with social, has nothing to do with credit. Your social credit score is simply how obedient a sheeple are you and how close do you follow the company line? That's it. I'll repeat it.
Let me interrupt just for 1 second, because let me get this straight, okay? You got these hell reapers, okay? You got the mega huge kaboom nuclear war, all right? But more importantly, what you said earlier, the economic warfare that's going on between the United States and Russia, rubles and such, okay? So, but who's going to be left to take advantage of the social credit score if like we're crispy critters? I mean,
well, okay, there are going to be some people left.
Okay,
simple fact. Now, there are going to be two kinds of people left. All right, and forgive me if I sound somewhat strange, but something occurred to me. I said, wait a minute. I'm beginning to get the picture here. The ones who are, quote, saved, if I can use that word, in the first round of obliteration, there's two kinds of people. Who do you think they are, Steve?
Well, there are those who, forgive me, there are what I call possessants of eternal life, if we're sticking to it, and confessants to eternal life. In other words, you know, profitable servants, and those washed in the blood of Jesus versus those assuming they're good people and they're going to heaven. And I'm saying that in the context of Christianity. Now, are you going beyond that or staying in that
context? Okay. You're close to the context I had in mind, so I'll spit it out and make it plain. The dyed-in-the-wool, living in faith, living in God's authority, people are going to be protected. God promised that, right? Right. Okay? He said he'll protect us. Right there in the Bible. Plain, simple English. I'm with you. I'll protect you. Boom. That's all you need to remember. Now, the next category of people is people who God is still trying to woo, to bring to himself. Those include what I call the fire escape Christians. They're the ones that are the pew warmers, but why do they go to church? Well, they go to church because they think if they do, they can say, well, I did my duty, you know? No, that ain't what it's all about, but okay, some of those might actually get saved when they see all hell break loose around them. They might fall on their knees and say, God, save, help me, blah, blah, blah. And there's other people, even atheists, who are going to fall on their knees begging God forgiveness. Okay? God knows who they are. I don't, you don't, Doug doesn't know. And that's why we keep going. And that's why God has us keep going, because our job is to reach the people with the message so that God can touch their lives.
Amen.
Okay? It isn't about me. It isn't about you. It isn't about Steve. It's about this whole thing. I'll tell you this, Doug. If your show, for all the years that you put into it, only saved one soul, just one, it's worth everything.
And
worth
again,
all
amen.
The pain.
Yep.
Worth all the agony. And I'll pause, give you a 2-minute quick story. Okay. My father financed a missionary to Japan who in 35 years only had 20 conversions to Jesus. And one of them was a Chinese man. And the Chinaman invited him to China. And in one weekend, he had 5,000 people saved. And every weekend since then, it has gone up. Until, get this, they're consuming 2 million Bibles a month just to feed the people saved by that one missionary wandering around in China.
Wow. You know, just wow.
Okay. And here's the best part of all. And I laugh every time I think about it. Z said, I am God. He flat out said that. And he said, you got to change the Chinese Bible to say that I'm God. Well, the Bible printer obviously refused. So Z was going to drive over there and try to get him to recant and all of that. Well, they got word ahead of time that he was coming. So they said, God, what do you do? God said, move over to this place. So they moved over to another place, which was another printing company that was going out of business. They tripled the size of their printing facility and had a duplicate set of printing equipment and a pile of paper. And Z went to the old shop and nobody knew where they went, even though they saw all the trucks leaving. And now they had double the capacity, all because they followed God's instructions. Okay? You follow God's instructions, regardless of what the world tells you, you will be protected.
Steve, I believe that. And I think that I believe that we've been, both of us have experienced that in our lives. That doesn't mean that those of us who have, those with whom we lost didn't. But I believe that in your case, especially, and in my case, that's
true. Yeah, and I want people to understand something. Science guy spent 7 months in a hospital recovering from the last attempted murder on him. Was that 2 years ago now, SG?
Something like that. Yeah,
2 years.
I have to go look it up.
But here's the deal. Approximately, you guys. I used to do... now and then we used to do, was it Zoom or FaceTime or something, but the bottom line is, well, and this is to the praise of God's glory. I want people to understand this. And we don't need to go into all the attempts, but this one almost succeeded. But 7 months in a hospital, even when he was hooked up, he had more tubes than anything I've ever seen in my life in his body. you know, multiple surgeons doing all sorts of things to keep him as alive. And yet God preserved him. And even during that time, he was still texting and talking and sharing information because his passion is to make Jesus known. And I have the actual photos. I have the actual images. And the thing that's important, Doug, is this. Even, and I think, can I tell you a funny story? May I share this? Is it okay to share?
Sure, go ahead.
Yeah. This is cool. Very cool. This is the kind of stuff that makes me redline and going forward for Jesus. The thing that is astonishing to me is the way that the very first question I asked SG was, who put the hit on you? Is that true? On the very first conversation we had.
Yep. You asked, and I told you.
Yep, and he did. And I don't know, that's a... You know, the point is that when someone's sent out to assassinate you, hit you, you know, 50 miles an hour on a motorcycle, you just don't go flying through the air with the greatest of ease. Why I'm saying that is this. God preserved him, Doug, for a time such as this. The revelations that God's given to him, that he shares with the private briefings people, and the only reason, you know, that they're on private briefings. Number one, they're really in detail. They're really in depth. And basically, I call it the University of Reality, okay? And the thing that is important, ladies and gentlemen, is you need real information. I know there's 400 false prophets to every one on the YouTube. I know everybody says this, everybody says that. But we as Christians have to take it to the Lord in prayer. And for the record, no one in the world talked about Sandman before SG said, put it out there, Steve. Is that an accurate statement?
Yep.
So,
and guess what? They're now talking about Sandman in mainstream media.
Yep. So, you know, it's interesting. Doug, how much longer do we have?
30 minutes. Sorry about that. I had to double check the program clock.
Yeah, we got a, you know, anyway, 30 minutes. So at this point, SG, you know, I think it's important, really important, that I want you to share about what you've learned about spiritual warfare, because it's one thing to hear about demons. Most Christians, I'm telling you point blank, and I'm, you know, obviously saved for 50 years. Most Christians hate nothing more than having to deal with demons. Most Christians won't even accept the fact that fallen angels are alive and orchestrating, leading, guiding, directing, and controlling the major, if you will, political figures in the United States, in Russia, all over. They control the whole world. The whole world lies in the evil one. So I want you to, if you would, and Doug, this is critical, because I've watched SG's, how do I say this, healing. I've watched what he's gone through. I know the I guess you'd say a lot of the ins and outs, especially the hospital. And the thing that's important is that he has a functional authority in Jesus that I don't have it. I mean, I have access to it, but we need to be taught it. So go ahead and just run with it, SG.
Okay. First of all, one thing that most people, especially in North America, do not get taught, have not been taught, is what spiritual authority is, what spiritual warfare is, and why is that so important? Well, I'll tell you what. My grandmother, bless her heart, I have a lot of raps on my left hand from getting whacked with a wooden ruler, you know? Bam, bam, bam. She was an English teacher. First full professor, English teacher in an American university. She was from England. She taught both the King's English and American English, And I was taught both of them perfect grammar, blah, 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 or I got whacked on the wrist. Well, she was also, along with my grandfather, they were dyed-in-the-wool hardcore believers in the authority of God. And passed that on to my father, who passed it on to me, how it worked. The way it works is actually quite simple. You get humble. You get clean inside before God. And God said, if the mountain in front of you is in your way and you're doing my work, you have the authority to tell that mountain to move out of the way and it will move. Just like Jesus calmed the storm on the Sea of Galilee. That's not made up. That's real stuff. Well, if somebody needs a healing, we pray for that healing. But at the same time, we also say, Jesus, in your will and in your way, we ask you to do this. Why do we do that? We do that because maybe the person who is sick, their healing will heal somebody else's soul, or it might even heal the soul of that person who's sick. For example, I'll just flat out tell you, Steve, you've got a much softer, more attentive heart than you had before you had the COVID, blah, 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 whatever it is they claim you had. Whatever that sickness was, it grabbed you right around the heart. God didn't let you die, but he let you. He slapped you down in the bed, made you think. And when I was in the hospital, I had lots of time to think. Okay. When you're down on your bed, you got a lot of time to think and pray. And that's how we get refined. When we have adversity in our life. Doug, you just went through a serious adversity. It's still with you. But God taking you through that and you humbling yourself in front of God and seeking your healing and how your healing and your story will help other people, that makes you a stronger believer inside.
Yes.
That's how it works.
Yep.
Okay. And that's why you had to fall down and smash your teeth. Whatever else broke, you know, a bunch of junk broke. Okay. And I'll tell you guys something else. This is even before I met Steve. It's while I was lying on the road. Motorcycle had just driven over me, blah. I was lying there, obviously bleeding. I had a huge peace. Never felt so peaceful before. And the voice said, you want to come home now or do you want to keep working? And I just simply said, whatever you want me to do, I'll do. So guess what? I still had the peace. I went down to the hospital. I went through 9 hours of surgery with 12 doctors working on both legs to put metal bars and all the other junk that they did and sewing up broken blood vessels and whatever else got busted up down there. Okay. The other miracle is, get this, had 3 cracked ribs, but no punctured lungs and no punctured organs. Yeah, they were squished and messed up a bit. Still dealing with. That's a miracle in itself. Every heartbeat, every breath we have. That gentleman is a miracle all by itself.
Amen to that.
The amount of again, SG, the if with your permission, and this needs to be seen, I don't think people understand, especially Christians in America. Eric, can you put up what I asked you to put up if you've got the angel glyph translation? We'll start out with the European thing because that's the European theater of war in the reality break. It's the one with the glyphs on it, exactly. This is a good point to show it, SG and Doug.
All right, we're kind of digging for that, Steve.
Okay, I sent it to Eric on his email just less than 30, 40 minutes ago.
Okay.
But you know, the gist of it is that, you know, King David made this statement, and I'm hoping everybody's quoting this. Well, I can say it because I'm old, but I have been young and now I'm old, but I've not seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed begging bread. And all of us are going to find ourselves, I don't know where. Somebody says, well, I heard you on Doug's show. Can you tell me where God's going to lead me? I said, are you crazy? I'm working on where God's going to lead me. But God, when he leads his people out, for instance, when he led the children of Israel out of Egypt, he took them into the wilderness, but he was their provision, he was their protection, he was their sustenance. And so wherever the Lord moves us is his business. But again, I think it's important to understand the character of God that's kept you, me, us alive to this point is obviously what'll take us and keep us. And if you can't find them, Eric, that's okay. But
no, it's not we can't find them. It never arrived.
Okay. Here, let me give you something verbally that will clarify this for you quickly.
It's on Proton too, Aaron. Eric.
Yeah, it never arrived.
Okay. God provided for the Hebrew nation for 40 years nonstop. They had food and they had water for 40 years. Not a single day missed, not a nothing. And what he told them was, get your butt up and get moving. Don't delay. Go. The ones that walked in faith, that's what happened. Boom. And why did they delay 40 years? Well, they delayed 40 years because some of the people were grumbling, and God said, okay, we're going to have time out here. And before you can get to the land of plenty, you're going to go through the wilderness and you're going to appreciate when you get to the land of plenty. The message there is, gentlemen, that even if you prepped yourself up and somebody comes and steals all your prep and God wants you around, he's going to still prep you. He's going to make sure you have what you need.
So, folks, don't lose faith. And Steve, is that not the message here? God will provide as long as you turn yourself over to our Lord and Savior. I mean, that we've got, doesn't that give hope to those who have no hope right now? Isn't that the message here?
Well, right. And also I want to draw everyone's attention to Lazarus after he'd been dead and Jesus comes and raises Lazarus from the dead. That's the power of God. But it took the effort of man to unbind him from all of his grave clothes. And see, God wants to, I love the word cooperate. God asks us to cooperate, to move alongside with him. And we do what's possible. And most people, you know, hey, here's where it comes problem. Well, I've heard this all my, you know, preparedness background experience. Well, I believe in Jesus. He'll just take care of me. But the person that usually makes that claim has no faith to have been living in that realm, nor do they have the testimony of SG when he talks about, if you want to just, again, don't say where, but, you know, even the little children, the one little, if you want to use his, not his name, but his title, the little evangelist, what kind of even things that the children in your area are seeing when they apply the authority of Jesus Christ?
Well, it's real simple. Witches run. People filled with evil spirits run. Demons run. And even one of the, I don't know what the official name of it is, because I never finished the sign. One of the one size, I call it the one size fits all or the one size fits nothing, universal supposed church, was cursed and knocked down. Think about that. And why did it happen? It happened because it was in the way of a little missionary on the way to a mission. And he scratched his head and said, well, Jesus said I can tell the mountain to move out of the way. A building is smaller than a mountain. So he told the building, get crashed and go be gone. That, gentlemen, is simple faith at work.
Is it safe to say, on your, in what is planned that, and this is what I really hit this because it's important. Because we're listening about what God's done, how he's provided, he will provide faith. But is it accurate statement? And I know you've seen the glyph, obviously, you know, your overseeing position of the entire project worldwide. But is it safe to say that Lucifer, by the way, they never refer to Satan in the glyphs as Lucifer. They never refer to in the glyphs to Lucifer other than Lucifer. But isn't it safe to say that he has a special hatred for Christians and they're the first to be denied food and to lose their jobs? Is that an accurate statement? I can pull it up.
And Steve, we do have those now. Huh? We do. I don't mean to interrupt, but we do have those now if you want any one of those put up.
Okay, yeah, put up number, put up the one I said to put up first, Eric, so people will see it.
Which was?
Say number four is... You know, if you're up, if you're on Proton, just click to the right.
Right, the fourth one. Right. Okay.
And that's the one on Europe.
Okay. All right.
And then I'll turn it right over to SG because obviously I want people to understand this is not something we can fight in our own strength. That's what the scripture says, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Go ahead, Eric, if you would. It's the one, there you go. Thank you.
Okay.
Go ahead, Robert.
This is an example of a message that went out worldwide, and as you can see from the English, it's instructions to accelerate the famine. And there are other messages at different times of denying food to Christians, denying jobs, denying life, okay, rounding people up. Now, the only way that you will be protected and preserved, you may be a martyr, but like one of the old people here said, something happens to me down here, I'm present with the Lord. That's the level of faith you have to be at, where it doesn't really make any difference whether you're here or there. Why? Because it's God's time. How long we're going to be here, and then when will he take us home? It's not our time. It's not Satan's time. It's not some demon or evil spirit's time. It's God's time.
And then, that's, yep.
That's
then,
critical to keep in mind that you need to be, every one of us need to be prepared and trusting Jesus for everything. Everything, every day, every heartbeat, every breath, help for every pain that we have, whatever it is. It literally is that simple. The Bible's loaded with promises. Problem is, nobody bothers to read them. Okay? If you bothered to read them, you'd be dancing for joy every day.
Now, hey, Eric, can I get you, I'm sorry, can I get you to put up the one without the glyph? And I asked the glyph to be taken off on purpose, and I don't know why I did that, but go ahead and show the, it would be the one that there is no glyph to, but what the message was about Christians.
All right, stand by. We're going to get that going.
There it is. You go. Go ahead, science guy, and read this, and then, you know,
okay.
Elaborate on
this. Listen to this. To all legions. Now, what's a legion? A legion is a group of fallen angels, and then additional evil spirits, and a whole bunch of evil. Okay. On food loss and famine, remember that Lucifer is expecting your reports to be sent in, which give account of Christians to target for little and then zero food, as well as the source and names of the counts, so everything can be cross-checked. What does that sound like to you, Doug? You're an investigator.
Well, obviously, by definition, a conspiracy or an endeavor targeting Christians primarily and specifically. I don't know how far beyond that statement itself. It's kind of what I would call the best evidence that this is a spiritual conflict. My interpretation.
Yeah, it's hardcore evidence that this is not a physical
right
only deal.
Right.
It is a spiritual warfare deal. And for that matter, the war in Ukraine is a spiritual war, whether anybody recognizes it or not. Okay. Now, does that mean that Putin is a good guy? Not necessarily. Remember, in the Old Testament, God used evil kings and whatnot to chastise Israel. Okay? God can use anyone he wants, any way he wants, and he can use earthquakes and volcanoes too. You know, do I know how the U.S. is going to be judged? No, not directly. Do I have a good idea what some of the things are going to be? Oh, yeah. Hellfire and brimstone going to be falling out of the sky. That's what's going to happen. Now, the exact cause, is it going to be three-stage thermonuclear bombs blowing up? Is it going to be, you know, a Hell Reaper knocking things down or blah, blah, blah? Is it going to be a volcano? Is it going to be this? Is it going to be? We don't know. Could be all of the above. I suspect all of the above personally. But I do know that the face of North America and the USA in particular is going to change dramatically, very quickly. And I know that both of you are going to get lots of hate mail about that. Well, how can he say that? Well, let me ask a question. Joe Biden the other day said he now feels justified to do a first strike against Russia. First nuclear strike against Russia. Do you think that Russia is going to let a first nuclear strike land and hit Russia without making an instantaneous response?
Nope. No.
There you go. And by the way, they have more warheads than the U.S., so figure it out. And they have bigger ones, too.
Yeah. And never in the history, in my opinion, of the world, and I write about it, ancient history, contemporary history is springboarded off ancient history, fallen angels, all that stuff. Never have I seen, SG and Doug, a crazy, if you would, death wish, almost provoking a superior force to come in and kill us. It's almost like in the Old Testament, the women are up on the roof when the Romans are surrounding, the walled city, Jerusalem. And, you know, the women are making sport of the men. And the scripture is clear. They were lusting after the Roman soldiers. But they thought it was a sport. In other words, they thought the judgment that was coming upon their nation was just, it was just an event, the entertainment value. And when Eric had that last thing up, you know, what you could call is now, we not only have to worry about the SCS, social credit score, we are seeing Lucifer's cross-checking. What is Lucifer cross-checking? What Science Guy just spent the first episode, look at that, as well as a source of the names and counsel, everything may be cross-checked. Ladies and gentlemen, cross-checking couldn't be even stated had it not. And would you elaborate on that further? I'm sorry, I'll shut up. Will you elaborate on that further? Cross-checking.
Sure. What are they cross-checking? Okay. Cross-checking is very blunt and simple. All right? Let's say that you show up on, say, some role at, the whatever it is, church someplace, okay? And they believe XYZ, and their pastor decided he was going to join the clergy, what's it thing, to steer the Christians and get them into the FEMA camp and be happy, blah, 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 all that. But you didn't join in. You rebelled from that concept, okay? Cross-checking means, where'd you go? Who do you talk to? What's going down? Blah, blah, blah. Basically, background check. Why? That's the way you find the hardcore people who are doing whatever you're trying to fight against. And Lucifer is worried not about what? He's not worried about the ones that are mamby-pamby, softies. He's worried about the hardcore warriors, man. Even a child, 4 years old, with hardcore intent and God's authority, even in those simple words, is more dangerous to Satan than 50,000 lukewarm. How simple.
Okay, now am I correct? Because this is going back to our discussion about majestic clearances, for example, the fact that the clearances for human and fallen angel interactions in the majestic system. So those instructions about cross-checking will be from the fallen angels to or the demonic to their human minion charges. Is that a correct statement?
Correct. All right. That's a correct statement.
All right. We have 5 minutes left. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, bottom line to end it all up really boils down to something very simple. Number one, fess up, stand up, man up or woman up, and trust God 100%. Lean into his understanding, not your own understanding.
Yes.
That's our instructions. That's the command. And remember, and your little finger, when you do that in your little finger, you have more authority than Satan and all the third of the host and any hybrids and any this and any that and any evil minions, all the evil. You have more in your little finger than they, all of them do. That's a fact.
Well, Doug, I think again, you know, that it's critical that people keep their eyes on, and I would say this, the three prime factors we've got to watch, ladies and gentlemen, World War III, we're in it. Don't just think, oh, I'm just going to be cavalier. Oh, if it happens, it happens. I want to be at ground zero. Everybody that's ever said to me for the last 50 years, that's how long I've been dealing with the day that nuclear war would come, I said, you know what? It's philosophical, it's ideal, but you won't. You most likely won't. Now, somebody said, I'm moving to New York City because I know it's a prime target. God has a funny way of getting people's attention apart from what they think. I think the other thing you've got to understand, we're undergoing a forced starvation, Luciferic plan to starve you into either submission or an early exit into the presence of Almighty God. That's the bottom line. Number three, we will watch the desecration, destruction, and the complete uselessness of the American dollar come into our realm of understanding very quickly. Now, by very quickly, it's dependent on a bunch of things, but I'm talking weeks, maybe a month out, maybe 6 weeks out. And there's a reason why 6 weeks out. I won't say it right now because I don't have the information necessary. But again, Science Guy, thank you so much for coming on. And now you can put a voice, ladies and gentlemen, to the private briefings. I know of nothing I've ever done in my life that's more important than the private briefings, because what you're getting is the benefit of the Word of God. And this is critical. Science Guy is the one of the main people that God provided in my life to fulfill his word to me. And this isn't about me, but it's about the faithfulness of God, that if I would warn his people, and Doug, if it weren't for your platform, we couldn't warn his people, he'd bring the people that know. And I can just tell you this, my mind's not that, I guess I'm a little bit jaded, but the mind-blowing nature of what's going on, the truth will set you free. And what I believe Science Guy has done is shatter the illusion of the, you know, the word spiritual warfare. He's also shattered the illusion that, oh, life just goes on, for all things remain the same. That's exactly what it was stated during biblical times. That's recorded, obviously, in the New Testament. But the thing that's critical at this point is to get right with Jesus. Getting right with Jesus means, Lord, I don't trust you. I've prayed that before, and help me to trust you, Lord. And it's okay to pray it, but faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. And I'm watching the word of God preserve his servant, Science Guy, to come on Doug Hagman's report. And, you know, I've known him for 2 years, but it was never right. It was never the time. The fact that he's on today with us, Doug, is a mind-blowing thing to me, triggering. And I don't even believe in the term, the lateness of the hour. I believe the hour is late. The moments of madness are upon it. And at any second, the judgment on sin in America will follow. So thank you, Doug.
And Steve, thank you very much. Science Guy, thank you. We're at the
end. And thank you, Doug. All right. And Steve.
All right.
Thank you, Science Guy.
All right. Folks, that was, again, if you are a recipient of Steve Quayle's private briefings, and then you match the voice with the words, and it's important to be a recipient of his private briefings. That Science Guy on the other side of the world sharing his knowledge and information. Future evil is unfolding now, and that's what you have to understand. May God bless each and every one of you. Thank you so much. Spread this report among your friends. God bless.